We don't sleep very much. These hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio. The strength we relied on. Here alone like a crutch. Maybe that's what keeps us up all night with the light on.
That's what we do every Tuesday night. We leave the light on for you. Tim Rise Against, thank you for that lead in. The number 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Oh man, sex education, gender identity, consent, craziness. But you know, we listened to a clip the last section or the last segment, Johnny, from James Lindsay, and kind of, you know, my concern, and you helped me during the break, is that, you know, the launching into and You take somebody who, quote, sounds like an intellectual, right, who sounds like they know what they're doing, who's using historical dates, times, names, mixing it in with these things. And all of a sudden, you kind of put this, it's like, how do people get radicalized to believe that gender identity, sex orientation, consent is this other part? Well, if you listen to what you just heard there, what I might have heard from Lindsay was, yo, man, the last time they put sex education in China, like, it resulted in the killing of teachers, parents, and grandparents, man. We cannot stand for this. So that's why I'm coming after you, you groomers, man. And so, Johnny, right, it radicalizes people, man, into this position of going, it's like, yo, man, we were just talking about safe touches, good touches, bad touches, consent, yes to pepperoni, no to mushrooms, no to anchovies. How in the world? Well, think about this, though. The danger of putting out a narrative that sex education is connected to the Chinese Revolution and Maoist in the 60s to the killing of teachers, parents, and grandparents, right? It's like, and please, if you're listening, that, you know, this is the type of hysteria generated by James Lindsay and people like this. They put this out there and weaponize and radicalize people into what might sound like insanity if you really put this together. Because, John, you made the connection of going, you know, look, this is like the Hillary Clinton and a pizza shop and pedophilia. I'm like, you know what? If you listen to this Lindsay dude, that line of reasoning of Hillary Clinton sounds crazy. You listen to this Lindsay dude, he makes you think, I don't know. He sounds like he knows what happened in China in the 60s, man. He must know what he's talking about. That, you know, this is the stuff. So sex education into groomers, hey, understand those people that are using the word groomer, some of them may actually think they're fighting against a communist takeover that results in the killing of teachers, parents, and grandparents. I don't know, Johnny.
You know what? A flip side of this, you know what would freak all these folks out, but might actually help in this, is if we actually learned about Marxism and communism as a form of government, not instead of democracy, not instead of capitalism, but we learned about it, then these myths wouldn't take hold the way that they do, because nowhere in like study of Marxism is there any of this stuff, right? So, but one of the things I think is important, Tim, and I think it's key, and it becomes a whole nother show, right, is that all of this is about power. It's really about like maintaining particular power and utilizing fear to do it. And so there are good folks, like you're saying, who are exposed to this information, who hear this as fact, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have a genuine response. If I heard and I believed that kids were learning that the result of what comes from kids learning this is that they kill their parents and their grandparents, well, I'll tell you what, doesn't sound like I'd want kids to be learning that.
Right.
But that's not true, right? And so it becomes really important that we sort of collaborate around truths, right? That we interrogate misinformation and that we develop community relationships, because whether it's communism or any other kind of form of oppressed governance, right? It's about centralized control and power. And so, you know, I get a little weary when I hear those kinds of, you know, claims, like the video clip we listened to about where things are and what's happening in terms of what our education system is doing and what we need to fear.
Right. You know what? I think about this though too, John. I mean, you pointed out, and I know we're up here, you know, we're going to thank you, Evan, for that little cue to just hit my timer that lets me know. Think about this, as you said, it instills fear. It doesn't allow, you know, for deep thinking. It maybe even takes advantage of the fact of how many people actually do have the time to put into saying, you know, let's take a look deeply at this James Lindsay guy, and let's actually try to put to the truth test all of the gobbledygook he puts out in a 1 hour podcast. You know, we don't have that time, but, you know, that's why we're here every Tuesday, Johnny Lupinaggi, Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We do our best in our condensed time to try to bring this home so that we can say, look, what we're talking about, what's best for kids, what's best for communities, what's best for teachers. Look, don't get trapped. Don't get trapped in the word salad. You used it, Johnny, right? Don't get trapped in the word salad of people that are saying things. You know what? And maybe this is the other point. Go back. If something sounds crazy, there's probably a good part of truth that is. So the idea that sexual education, sexuality education, or health education, making right choices, respecting everybody, all of these things, recognizing at the age appropriate time when it is good to start learning about safe sex and how to do those things. None of this is a curriculum that is inviting children to become murderers of their teachers, their parents, their grandparents. My goodness, this is it. But Johnny, LA Tom, Evan, thanks for jumping in there tonight. Love the show. Busted Pencils. More when we get back next week. Thank you.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
I would really question somebody's judgment if they couldn't figure this out.